Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
The holidays are coming, and we like to think that the holidays is a happy time for everyone all the time. Unfortunately, that is not true. They're supposed to be happy, and when we have a really good holiday, it is happy, but sometimes the holidays are hard. My holiday coming up this year is going to be harder than I expected because I recently suffered the loss of a very close friend. So I have grief going on. But people can struggle at the holidays for more than the reason that someone died. So I want to share some things with you to help you if you are having a hard time with the holidays. I don't have all the answers, that's for sure. So I can't address everything, but I can share because I love you. I'm Danielle Burnock from DanielleBurnock.com, that lady on the internet who loves you, connecting you to the love that heals so you can love yourself from survive to thrive. My hope is that you won't just survive the holidays, but in some way you will be able to thrive. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy or it's going to be perfect or I'm ignoring a problem at all. But if we will respond to what's going on in our life with intention, if we will accept the truth, if we will take certain specific intentional actions, we can have a certain sense of control around the holidays, not to be a control freak either. But when we are struggling with something that's hard, it tends to make us feel powerless. So one of the things to help us get our sense of power back is to recognize our circle of control and to control what we can control. If you're familiar with the Serenity Prayer, that's a really great thing to use through difficult times. I love it. It's God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So the first thing, if you are going to be going through the holidays and it's going to be hard, is to recognize that it's going to be hard. Accept the truth. Why is it going to be hard? Did you suffer a loss this year, or maybe it's the second year or the third year? People tend to say and think that the firsts are always the hardest. That can be true, but it's not always true. Circumstances are different for many people, and the second time around might actually be more difficult than the first. See, that's the weird thing with grief and loss. And that's the thing with grief also, is grief is not just about death. Grief is about loss. We can lose things besides someone through death. We can lose a job. We can lose a relationship. People get divorced. That's a kind of loss. People can lose their job. That's a kind of loss. We can struggle with hard things at the holidays for many reasons. So start with, why is it going to be hard? Why is it going to be hard for you? Are you grieving? And if you're grieving, accept the truth. What's going to be different that there's no way to change that? And accept the truth of what you cannot change. And then what can you do about it? What can you control? What can you do? And a couple of things I want to encourage you to do is to take care of your emotional health. Because our emotions are there. And if we stuff them down and pretend they're not and pretend that everything is fine, pretend our way through, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer in silence. And then it will also affect your physical health. So I encourage you to take care of your emotional health. I have a holiday emotional health journal. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. But that's a way that you can track your emotional health through this season when things feel hard. Just paying attention to that part of you. Another thing is to pay attention to your physical health. You know, do you need a nap? Then schedule one when it works. Do you need to not go to the gym every single day? Maybe go 3 times a week. Maybe you need to start going to the gym because you have been. Whatever it is, to pay attention to your physical health. Are you drinking enough water? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating vegetables? Are you sugar rushing? Take care of your physical self and reach for help. That could be just connecting with a friend. It could be getting to be a part of a support group. It could be part of a small group at a church. It could look at like so many different ways, but to connect. We're relational beings and we need community. We need people. The loss that I have suffered was my closest friend outside of my husband. And it feels weird because we tend to measure things. And I'm a big one for saying don't do that, but we just tend to do that. So I need to preach to myself that trauma is personal, grief is personal, healing is personal. My loss is not like anyone else's. And my friends, Cheryl, her family, their loss is different than mine. Theirs isn't greater, mine isn't greater, it's just different. And we need to accept the truth. What is the truth in your life? What are you dealing with in your life? Why is it hard? And accept the truth and take ownership of that and take care of your emotional health, take care of your physical health, and then be intentional with how you're going to go through the season. What's important to you? What matters? What matters to do and what matters to not do? Consider boundaries. You know, recognize first and foremost what matters to you, because you can't make a boundary if you don't know what you want and what you don't want. So you have to be intentional with that. You have to spend some time maybe feeling the pain, spend some time, what am I upset about? What do I want to not do? If you've suffered the loss of a job, maybe finances are a real big issue. And what could you do instead? You can do things instead. I went through multiple Christmases and holiday seasons when we and my husband had been unemployed, and how we had to go through that differently. We did it when our children were young and when they were all grown up, but we had to go through that season differently. We made things. We didn't do some things and made other things a priority, but that's the point. It's about being intentional. And other things you can do is to just do things with your hands. Do some kind of grief work, some kind of physical therapy. Exercising is good. Dancing is good. Drawing and coloring is good. Making things, knitting, crocheting. I don't do knitting and crocheting, but some people really love doing that. I tend to be more toward the arts. And one thing I did the other day, was the day after my friend's death, is I did art therapy. I created these two things out of felt. For those who can't see, I made a Mr. Squibbles and I made a Gary the Taco. These are the two main characters in my new book with my grandson, Gideon. The book is Taco About Your Value, Fun to Feed Your Self-Esteem. It's got lots of fun things in it. If you need to add some fun in your life, grab a copy of that and just, it'll feed your sense of value and give you something to do with your hands, something to do with your eyes, and something tactile to do, because that's good. And we have to find joy. That's another thing I want to say, is you have to find a way to find joy. If you're suffering terribly with loss and grief, even in the midst of that, we need to find some little things of joy. That could simply be sitting in the sunshine, feeling the sun on your face and enjoying that feeling. Writing, journaling about the person you loved and call their name out. Tell stories with people that you know, but find a way to find some joy. I want to share three things I have here to show you with them. There was one Christmas that my husband and I were really struggling emotionally, and he found this little guy. For those of you who can't see him, he is a funny little reindeer, and his name is Alan. Yes, we named him. My husband named him Alan. And then I got something for myself. I got this guy. He is a reindeer, also a lot bigger, and I think he's adorable, and I named him Walter. Those two They're not even stuffed animals. Well, Walter is. Alan isn't so much a stuffed animal. You can't, like, really hug them. But they sat in our living room. We gave them a name, and it brought us joy. So find a way to stir up that joy. And one more to share with you is this one here. This one is a snow girl, snow woman, whatever you want to call them. We always call them snowman. But she's a girl because I said so. And I went and got her. I went out driving when I was processing grief. And I went to a place called Frontier Town out in Romeo, Michigan here. And I walked around there just trying to process the grief going on inside of me. And I saw this thing and I was trying to cheer myself up. I was trying to find some kind of joy, even in the middle of the grief. Because we can't drown in the grief. We need to feel it. We need to feel our feelings and take care of ourselves emotionally. But we also need to find some joy because we go through cycles. And see, this stuffed animal, the snow girl, her name is Beatrice. Because Beatrice means bringer of joy. So I want to encourage you, if the holidays are hard for you this year, for whatever reason, I want to encourage you to identify why are your holidays hard? Are they hard every year? And there's no judgment here. There's no wrong answer here either. Maybe you're estranged from your family. Maybe it's childhood trauma. There could be so many different reasons why the holidays are hard. But to accept the truth and don't pretend. And to feel your feelings and to take care of your emotional self and to take care of your physical self and to be intentional with how you're going to go through this. Don't just float through the holiday. By taking control of what you can control, you can go through this holiday season with intention and find some joy. And in finding that joy is how you will find a way to thrive through the middle of it. I just thought maybe something that brings you joy is baking or cooking. It doesn't matter what it is, but find something that brings you joy that you can do that doesn't add to the stress, but it just brings you joy. And so till next time, remember, I love you. Mwah.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter. And you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further, so please visit us at danielleburnock.com and grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.